Discussion focused on finding lasting peace in the Middle East. For Rubio, a devout Catholic, the talks were as much about damage control as diplomacy, as he looked to smooth things over after President Trump's public attacks against the Pope last month.
The Vatican says the need to work tirelessly in favor of peace was discussed in talks with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Major decision out of Sacramento later this month could impact what Californians pay at the pump. The California Air Resources Board, also known as CARB, expected to finalize changes to its cap and investment climate program by May 28th. A public comment hearing on the proposal was held yesterday, and now there's also growing bipartisan pressure on CARB to keep affordability front and center as it makes its final decision. That effort is being led by Suzette Martinez-Valladares, a Republican state senator from Santa Clarita, who says Californians are already struggling with some of the highest gas prices in the nation.
Californians are already getting crushed right now when it comes to gas, electricity, insurance, groceries. People are feeling that every single day. And CARB is moving forward with a new cap and invest program that can have huge implications on our refineries. And why do our refineries matter? Because they refine the fuel that we use in our tanks every single day. And the rules that they're setting and regulations that CARB is setting increase the cost to produce that gas.
The program requires gas refineries and other major polluters to buy credits or allowances in order to continue operating in the state. The people who were on the ship with the hantavirus outbreak are here in California. They got off in late April after the first person died, but before they realized it was a serious situation. Here's Alex Silverman.
We don't know how many passengers came to California or where in the state they are, but the health department says they don't have symptoms. That's important because in the one outbreak of this strain that was studied,
investigators came in and screened all the people with symptoms and took them out. The outbreak kind of died out.
So we're not talking about something that can spread asymptomatically, which would really drive some sort of epidemic where people are walking around with it and they don't know, right?
Correct. Humans are not really the main way in which this virus usually gets propagated. It's going to be very hard to spread from a human to human.
That's Dr. Peter Chin Hong, infectious disease expert at UCSF. The incubation period for hantavirus is long. It can be up to 8 weeks, so they'll be monitoring these people for a while longer. You probably have the same question I did for Dr. Chin Hong. What do you make of the fact that we had the first person die on the ship in early April? You know, the person has a mysterious viral illness, dies, and then they let people off the ship like 2 weeks later.
I think this was so out of their minds. You know, they probably were thinking that it might have been something like more typical, like flu. This took everyone by surprise. It's never been reported in a ship before.
The leading theory now is a Dutch couple went birdwatching, picked up the virus, brought it on the ship where everything spreads a little more easily.
Close quarters, low ventilation, and that's why the ship is bad and outside is going to be a lot better.
I'm Alex Silverman, KNX News, 1070 AM.
It's 1035. And time for a look at your ride on this Thursday morning. Let's hand it over to Susie Jessup in the Simpson Chevrolet 24-Hour Traffic Center.
Hey, Larry, it's still a really tough drive on the northbound 605, leaving Santa Fe Springs, leaving the 5 as you make your way up towards the Rose Hills. We had a collision here that was blocking a couple of the middle lanes, and they just cleared. There's an injury wreck, so the ambulance, everything cleared off of the roadway. So right now, CHP is saying all the